Opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the respective program contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views held by the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Brandon Reed, and I'm the Vice President out of the American Association of Blind Teachers. I'm putting on this session for anyone who's interested in learning more about utilizing NVDA in regards to their students. I'm not going to be covering like more in-depth topics on actually how to use NVDA specifically. However, if you guys would like more interest in that, please let me know, and I'd be happy to do more community calls in the future. So in today's email, there was a link to a Dropbox link, and it had a bunch of resources. How many of you did not get that already? Have not gotten that?
I have not. Was it in the community email or the?
Yes. Yeah, it was just above, and it literally said link to today's resources or the session's resources.
Thank you. I'll check.
Yeah, no worries. But anyway, I want to just go over that folder. Once it is downloaded onto your computer, it's going to be a zip file. You're just going to unzip it. And I'm going to go Alt Tab over that.
Welcome
now.
To NVDA packet. NVDA 1 of 5.
So we have five items in here. There's going to be an NVDA folder. This is what's called a portable copy of NVDA. So the cool thing about NVDA is you can make a portable copy of it and put it on a thumb drive. So I've done all that hard work for you. All you have to do is take this folder, put it on a thumb drive. That's it. I've included
NVDA user guides and commands 2 of 5.
I've included a folder that has HTML versions of both the user guide and the commands for NVDA. The next folder
Windows
down
keyboard charts 3 of 5.
Is a folder of Windows keyboard charts that I've made. One of them's over like 10 pages or something like that. Pretty extensive keyboard charts.
Contact information.txt 4 of 5.
There's a text file with my contact information in here. So if you guys ever want to ask me a question, you guys can feel free to email me in regards to anything. I do not mind. I love NVDA to death. So, and then in this folder, the last item in here,
the 2025.3.2.exe 5 of 5.
Is the direct exe, so you don't even need to go and download it on the website. I know in the past I've given instructions on how to do that, and people were probably really confused. But I've included this in this folder for you, so you literally just need to run this, and it will install it onto your computer. So that is this folder. Are there any questions? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close this folder.
Welcome to NV.
Okay, the next thing I'm going to show off is what's called the welcome dialog. So once NVDA is installed on your computer and it runs for the first time, it's going to open up what's called the welcome dialog. And it just tells you how to, basically, it'd say, you know, most NVDA commands are done by holding the NVDA key, which in a lot of cases, it's going to be your insert key or your extended insert key. Or there's a checkbox in here. If we tab once.
Use caps lock as an NVDA modifier key checkbox checked alt U.
You can use caps lock as an NVDA key as well. So you have all three of those keys as NVDA keys. There's a combo box in here. The first element.
Keyboard layout. Combo box laptop collapsed alt K.
Laptop. This is, so I always use laptop because I find it more convenient. That way I don't have to really move my hands to the numpad. My laptop does have a numpad, but for some cases, it'd probably just be easier just to keep everything on the more centralized. So that's why I keep it on the laptop layout. And then
use caps lock.
There's also
start
the
NVDA after I sign in checkbox checked alt A.
Start NVDA after I sign into Windows. If you do not want this, you don't need this. If you have like JAWS, if you use JAWS primarily, then uncheck this one. And then the final checkbox in this
Show
dialogue.
this dialog when NVDA starts checkbox not checked alt S.
And we can show this dialogue box whenever it starts again.
Okay button.
And then we can OK to exit. So
Documents.
that is the NVDA welcome dialogue. Any questions about that?
Monica, you had your hand up before. I'm so sorry. Did you want to
Yeah,
ask a question?
I did. I wanted to ask, what is the extended insert key?
The extended insert key is usually found on a six pack. It's like above the delete key.
Okay.
It's just called extended insert, but if you do like NVDA one, number row one is your help key, so you can turn this on.
Input help on. Press NVDA 1 again to turn it off.
And you can literally go hunt around all your keys. I think mine's like up here.
Pause.
Oops.
NVDA.
And it literally is just labeled NVDA, but it's usually next to your delete key somewhere around there.
NVCAP 1.
Okay, great. Oops, there we go.
NVDA plus 1. Input help off.
There we go. Okay. Next thing I'm going to show off is the NVDA menu. So the NVDA menu, you get to that by hitting NVDA and N. Or if I have any sighted people watching, it's going to be in the system tray right where your clock is. There's an NVDA icon, and all you can do is just right click on that, and it'll bring up the NVDA menu for you. And we're going to do that now so I can just show it to you guys and you guys can see what it is. So I'm going to go NVDA N.
NVDA menu.
And we can just up and down arrow through this menu and hit, our right arrow to go into things or enter.
Preferences submenu P.
So inside this preferences submenu is all of your settings, all of your punctuation, symbol pronunciation, speech dictionaries, input gestures. We'll go more into that in just a second.
Tools submenu T.
Tools. This has a lot of stuff for like debugging NVDA, but it also has the add-on store. So the add-on store is a place where a bunch of free add-ons for NVDA are kept, and they extend NVDA. So they add additional functionality that is not pre-built into NVDA, and there's like a whole bunch of them. But also in here,
View log L1 of speech viewer S2 of 14.
there's a speech viewer
Braille viewer B3 of
and a
14.
braille viewer. So here, if for example, if you're with a student and you need, and this is primarily geared towards sighted people, but if that you want to see what the NVDA see what the speech is saying, you go to
Speech
speech
viewer
viewer,
S2
and
of
it's just going to be a
NVDA speech
window.
viewer.
And
Show
I
speech
probably should
viewer
have
on
had this
startup
on,
checkbox not checked alt S.
but okay. And this is just a window, and you can alt tab out of this, but it's also cool because you can
Edit
tab
read only multi-line blank.
and you can actually
Show speech
arrow
viewer on startup checkbox not checked alt S.
to see what NVDA actually said. So it's a cool way to do speech history as well. I'm actually going to keep this open just in case that we have some low vision or sighted people in the audience.
Documents.
Okay, I'm going to go back into those in the tools menu. I want to show you where
NVD.
that portable copy is found. So just in case you guys
Preferences.
want to make a portable copy,
Tools submenu T.
we're going to go back into tools
View log L1 of 14.
and we're going to go
Remote
up.
access mark down to H. Node dot configure feed. Shorten URL.
Let's
Reload
see.
plugin.
Some of these items you will not have. These are some of the stuff as
Run
add-ons.
com regist. Create portable copy.
There we go. Create portable copy. So if you wanted to make a copy of NVDA and put it on a thumb drive, you would select this option. There's a wizard that pops up and it tells you like, do you want to copy your current settings over, or just make it just a plain vanilla NVDA, and it'll make it into a directory onto a thumb drive, or literally you can actually have a portable copy in on Windows. So if you don't even just want to have it installed and you just want to have it as a thing you just have, and you have a shortcut to your portable copy on your desktop, you can do that too. So it's very flexible in that case. Add-on store is also in here as well.
Python cons create run com reload
Let's
shorten
see.
URL. Feature Python add-on store Braille view add-on.
It's just below the Braille viewer. So the Braille viewer is, if you have a Braille display hooked up, it'll display what the Braille display is saying. Go figure. Okay, let's get out of
Tool
here.
sub.
So, if we go keep going down
Braille
to
extend help sub menu H.
help, this is where you can
User guide U
go
one of 12.
get the user, see the user guide.
Commands quick reference Q2 of 12.
The commands quick reference. So I've already had both of these files are in that packet.
What's new N3 of 12?
What's new? This is just a what's new document to see like the changes to NVDA.
NV Access website W5 of
Here's the
12.
website. So you can go directly to NV Access's website from here.
Help, training and support H6 of 12.
They actually have their own manuals too. So you can go to that, to this website and grab those as
NV Access
well.
Shop S7 of 12.
This is the actual shop too, so I think they also have like bundles and other things of that nature. And here's where the welcome dialogue. You can also
License
get into
welcome.
the welcome dialogue from here as well, and just in case you forget what the welcome dialogue said or whatever. Okay, ready to go
Help
back
sub.
up.
Sonata voice manager.
Okay, any questions so far before I continue? I know that was a lot. I'm sorry.
No hands.
Great. Okay, so our next thing we're going to look at is what's called the configuration manager.
Configuration profiles.
Or sorry,
C7 of
profiles.
14.
I apologize. The configuration profiles. So I'm actually going to hit enter on this. It's going to open up my profiles.
Configuration profiles dialog. List. Normal configuration. Editing. 1 of 8.
Okay, so configuration profiles, think of these like containers that have all your settings. So right now it says normal editing. This is like the default NVDA configuration. But we can make different containers for different things. So I have one for when I was writing a lot of essays for college, and that's I had it for Microsoft Word, and it would tell me what line number I was on or the different formatting stuff. And you can make configuration profiles for a specific application. You can make them for when NVDA is reading all to you, so like a say all command. You can actually manually load them. So let's just say you have a student and they like to have a very specific thing. Like they have, they need slower speech. They need all of the links to be told to them, every single element on the page, and you might have a configuration profile. So I actually have one. We're gonna go
Word
down
8 of
here.
Team Talk Sally 6 of 8.
Sally, very stereotypical student fake name, but I can manually
Manual activate
activate
button.
this profile. I tabbed over to this button that says manually activate, and we can hit enter on it,
NVDA
or
Speech Viewer. Show Speech Viewer on startup. Checkbox. Not checked.
and it
Alt
actually
S.
switched my synthesizer to what's called Sonata Neural Voices. These are voices that are made by, I believe they're like vocal samples. And they're kind of made using AI. I think, I'm not really sure, but some of these are higher quality, some of these are lower quality, depending on, but you might have a student that might like that. So, and this is literally, they can just start using NVDA to their needs. And if you need to turn it off, let's just say you're switching back to normal, you go back into the NVDA menu,
NVDA menu.
down to those configuration
Configuration profiles.
profiles.
Dialog. List. Sally editing manual. 6 of 8.
And it literally says right here, it says Sally editing. So any change we make to NVDA, so any sort of like we go into the settings, we make a speech adjustment, we make whatever, will be saved to her profile. And when we're done, we tab
Manual
over
deactivate button.
and we can manually deactivate.
NVDA speech viewer. Show speech viewer on.
And now we're back to our normal edit, we're back to our normal configuration. Any questions about that so far?
No hands.
All right. Okay, we're gonna go back to the NVDA
Done.
menu. We're gonna go through those settings. We're gonna go to the settings just to show you kind of some of like the verbiage, because some of it is different.
NVDA
So we're gonna go into the settings. We're gonna
Preference
go into
Exit X Preferences
preferences,
Settings.
and then we're gonna go to
S1 of 4.
settings.
NVDA Settings, General, Normal Configuration, Dialog, Categories, List Alt C, General 1 of 32.
Okay. So general settings, this has like stuff like language, like what language NVDA should speak in, if NVDA should start automatically when you log into Windows, if you should use NVDA on those sign-in screens, if you just save automatically when you exit, all those are in here.
Speech 2 of 32.
Oops. So speech, this is where all of your if you want to change the voice rate, if you want to change the actual synthesizer or the voice. So this a long time ago used to be two separate things. So speech and voice were two separate dialogues. So now they've combined it into one. So if we tab a couple times.
Speech property page. Synthesizer grouping. Edit read only multi-line Windows One Core voices.
So this tells us our current speech synthesizer. So the difference between a voice and a synthesizer is the synthesizer is the container or the engine that's has the current voice on it. So right now we're using Microsoft One Core, and we change those by tabbing one more
Change.
time.
Button Alt H.
If we hit enter on this, or if we hit space on this, it will bring up a dialog that allows you to change this current speech synthesizer. But if we tab one more time,
Voice, combo box, Microsoft Mark collapsed, Alt V.
we're now actually editing the voice itself. So we can change the voice, change the pitch, the rate, all that fun, good stuff. That's all going to be here if you keep tabbing through. You can get to the speech dialogue anywhere from anywhere by hitting NVDA Control S, and the voice dialogue by hitting NVDA Control V, and that will open up this dialogue box.
Synth edit read only
So I'm
mo
going to shift tab back over that list of
categories.
categories.
Audio 4,
Oops,
Braille 3 of 32.
Braille. So Braille, NVDA can interface with a lot of different Braille displays. So this is where you would change your Braille. It's the same sort of layout. So there's a tab once, it has an edit field that has your current Braille display. Tab one more time, there's the change button. And then if you tab one more time, you'll get into the actual settings to where you can change like the grade, the input, the output, cursors, all that fun Braille things. Let's keep going
Audio
down.
4 of 32.
Audio, this is where you can change like if NVDA audio ducts, or where if it comes out of your speakers or your headphones or wherever. Let's tap on. Let's go
Vision
down. Keep
5 of
going.
32.
So vision. This is important for any of you kids that might have like low vision. This is where you can highlight some of the cursors, and they will appear on screen as different colors. I don't really necessarily know what the colors are of the things because I can't see the colors, so it doesn't really help me. But here's where you can check all those boxes. So if we tab one more time, if
Vision
we tab.
property page, configure visual aids. Visual highlight grouping. Enable highlighting checkbox not checked, Alt E.
So we can enable highlighting.
Highlight system focus checkbox not checked, Alt C.
Okay, so so system focus is when you're tabbing through a window and you're using your arrow keys. That's the terminology that NVDA uses. System focus is what your system is currently focused on.
Highlight navigator object checkbox not checked, Alt O.
Navigator object, same thing. And navigator object is when you're going through the different objects on a page, or where you're currently focused. A lot of this stuff is covered in the manual, so I'm not really gonna go deep into terminology. But all of these checkboxes can enable you to check. And then we have one
Highlight
more
screen curtain grouping. Make screen black. Immediate effect. Checkbox not checked.
screen curtain. This is kind of a slippery slope. I probably shouldn't have mentioned it. I don't know. Your students will find it out anyways. But this is a screen curtain. It will actually turn your screen black and not allow anyone to see the screen. Okay. Any are there any questions so far? This is we're almost done with the settings, but I just wanted to see if there's any questions.
No hands.
Great. We'll shift
Hit
tab back
highlight
up
enable
here.
categories.
Okay. We'll skip
Keyboard 6 of
through.
32.
So keyboard, this is where you can change your keyboard layout, all those NVDA keys I was talking about, where you can actually turn on and off all those. So if you don't want insert, if you don't want extended insert, you just want caps lock, you can turn that on or not. You can also do stuff like the keyboard echo in here. So like if you wanted speech and typing for words, typing for characters, those are. So characters, NVDA 2 is the quick keyboard shortcut for that. NVDA 3 is words. NVDA 4 is command keys. So if you want to have it say tab every single time it's you tab, you do NVDA 4 and it will toggle that on for you. Let's keep going
Mouse
down.
7 of 32.
Mouse. So the cool thing about NVDA is NVDA can actually do things with the mouse, and you can actually make it so NVDA plays sounds when you move the mouse or do things with the mouse. But also, NVDA does have commands where you can simulate a right click, simulate a left click, move the mouse to the NVDA focus, move the NVDA focus to the mouse. So, all those things are in here. There's specific settings for like adjusting where if you want to hear the audio for the mouse movement or the cursor shapes, all that's fun things are in there.
Review cursor 8 of 32.
Review cursor. So the review cursor, I think the equivalent of the review cursor is, I believe JAWS has something called like the PC cursor, and you can like kind of arrow up through the screen. The review cursor is NVDA's equivalent of like. I can actually go through each one of these, my NVDA focus. I can use the NVDA review cursor commands and actually go through this item one by one. So if I wanted to actually see what is this actual like element that I'm focused on, how do we spell it? So I can hit like NVDA right arrow.
V I E W.
And this is the review cursor. So I'm able to review objects. So think of it that way. And objects are anything on the screen, so like buttons, checkboxes, list views, anything like that. So think of those objects or buttons and stuff on the screen. The review cursor is reviewing anything in those objects. Let's keep going
Input
down.
composition 9 of 32.
Input composition, this is for, I believe, like Chinese and like non-Western keyboard entry. I don't really know anything about this. I usually just skip over this because I don't really need to talk about this a lot.
Object presentation 10 of 32.
Okay, object presentation. So this is on the focus in terms of what the setting actually does. This category talks about like if you want to hear it say object presentation 10 of 32, you can actually turn that off where it just tells you object presentation. Or this is where progress indicators are announced. So NVDA does have a way for you to listen to progress indicators versus it being spoken to you. It actually do like a progress beep and it'll pitch it up depending on how far along the progress bar is. And so that this is where you can adjust all those settings.
Browse mode 11 of 32.
Okay, browse mode. Browse mode is NVDA's equivalent of. You can use your H and your H keys to move by headings. This is just it tells you how to like format a document because how it looks on a web page is that it actually like has a buffer size and it has like do you want to, when you're reading a web page, do you actually want it to follow the layout of the web page or have it like on every link on its own line? So all the settings for that are in here.
Document formatting 12 of
Document
32.
formatting. This is a humongous category. So this talks about if you want to hear links if you want to actually hear it say the word link, if you want to hear the words heading, you can do like formatting stuff in here too. Like if you wanted to say like the style of text, the font, the color, bold, underline, all that stuff will be in here. Because sometimes you'll definitely need it. Like I definitely needed this for when I was writing papers. I needed to know like, oh, what page am I on? What line number? What's is this a bold word versus a italicized? So this was an important category for me to look into.
Document navigation 13 of 32.
Document navigation. This just mostly concerns about how when you look at a document, do you want it to go by paragraphs? I think in
Document
here,
navigation
let's
property
see.
page.
Just trying
Paragraph
to.
style. Combo box default. Handled by application. Collapsed
Okay,
Alt P.
so how you want MDA to present these paragraphs.
Category.
I believe that's the only thing in here.
Remote access 14 of
Remote
32.
access. NVDA does have its own remote access built in now. It previously used to have to be an add-on, but you can remote into other computers that have NVDA installed on them. So that way, like if you need to troubleshoot something, if you're actually working with a student remotely on their NVDA skills, we can actually get into their computer and we can remote in and train that way too. So I've used this a lot with helping out friends and stuff. This by default, this is not enabled by default. So you actually have to go in and manually enable this.
Add-on store 15 of 32.
This is the add-on store settings. I think this literally just has a checkbox. This is like warn me when I install add-ons.
Windows OCR 16 of
Windows
32.
OCR. In Windows 10, they announced an OCR feature where we can actually read the screen. So if I hit NVDA R, it will read the screen to me, assuming that the screen is curtain is not on. So this just has settings for like what language do you want it in and all that fun stuff. I think our last
Advanced 17 of 32.
advanced. So this is for your really your system admin to look at these. So this says like you cannot enable add-ons for your NVDA and several other diagnosed settings. The rest of the add-ons going down, the rest of the categories going down are for my add-ons, so I'm not really going to show you those. But this is the actual dialogue
NVDA's
for settings. Are there any questions so far? I know that was a lot.
Okay, Carla.
Hi, Brandon. How you
Hi,
doing?
Carla. Good, how are you?
Okay, I'm lost, but that's
Hi.
unusual.
That's okay.
you ought to be glad you don't have me as a student. But anyhow,
Oh, you're fine.
okay, I do have two questions. I missed the very beginning about the folder, but I think I'm going to have
That's
to get
okay.
back with you to get that
Okay.
folder. But the questions that I have about NVDA are, you were saying, and this goes back a little bit, but you were saying about the NVDA key could be the insert key or the caps lock. Can you have them both enabled or do you have to
Yes.
choose?
Oh, no, you can have all three. I actually have all three, but I generally use caps lock. But you can
Okay.
have all three. It doesn't matter. It's really customizable to you and to how you want to use your NVDA.
Okay, so it's the caps lock, the insert. What was the
The
third one?
insert, the extended insert. It's usually found near the delete key on a
Oh,
lot of
that one.
keyboards. It's
Okay.
the one that's like on like my laptop, it's like really inconvenient. So, but
Speech
I just have
viewer.
it up there.
Show speech.
Oops.
Yeah, I never heard of that before, and it
Yeah.
doesn't act any different than anything.
No.
Okay, so these don't act differently. Then the other
No.
question I had is you had when you, well, it's the equivalent of the JAWS cursor. I don't know if in JAWS at least, I've had the experience where the screen, where something is blank and you can't read it and you turn on the JAWS cursor, all of a sudden you can read it and even do things with it. Is it the same with the equivalent in NVDA?
There are equivalents to it. So that is actually a more complex topic. It's
Okay.
called object navigation, but we
Okay.
can cover that at some point in the future.
Okay.
But yes, there is an equivalent.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and you're
Yeah,
doing a
no
fantastic
worries.
job, and I will get
Thank you,
with you
Carla.
later.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Great. How are we on
3:29 p.m.
time? Okay, great. We're doing good, pretty okay on time. Okay, we're going to go back into the NVDA menu
NVDA
and into those
settings,
preferences.
S1 of
I
4.
want to show you a couple more things before we end. So, the next thing I want to show off is the punctuation.
Speech dictionary punctuation
So,
slash symbol pronunciation. P3 of 4.
this is punctuation slash symbol pronunciation. The last time I've discussed this, I was
Symbol
really confused and
pronunciation,
it
English,
was
dial.
okay. It did not go well. So, oops. So I just hit enter on this item. And now I'm in this humongous list. And this is all of punctuation symbols. There's a lot of like ASCII code. There's a lot of like all your emojis are somewhere in this list. But this is where, by default, since NVDA is built in Australia, there are things where it will say like tick versus an apostrophe or bang versus an exclamation point. If you don't like NVDA to say that, you can change all that in here. So if we arrow down, down this massive list of symbols,
Sentence ending, replacement, exclamation point, level, all, preserve,
okay,
always
so
2
right
of
now this is
4,509.
the exclamation point. And the reason why I didn't say exclamation point is because it's not going to appear when I'm reading. So right now, by default, when you're typing, it will actually say exclamation point. But when you're just arrowing through it, it's not going to say like exclamation point because it's acting as if like so. Bleh, I'm sorry. Right now, my current punctuation level is set to some. If I hit NVDA P to cycle through,
Braille input from
oops,
PC key.
that's not P, sorry.
Symbol level most.
There we go. And if I move,
Sentence ending semi. Replacement.
oops, no, it's not gonna say that. Okay, hang on.
Symbol level all.
Try that one more
Dot.
time.
Sentence ending semi. Replacement colon. Dot semi. Level colon. All semi. Preserve colon. Always 1 of 4,500 and.
Okay, that's enough. Sorry, back to that exclamation point. And I'm going to turn this
Braille.
back to some. And we can actually edit this. Maybe
Symbol
this
level
one.
none.
There we go. There we go.
Change selected symbol grouping. Replacement and edit alt
So,
are selected exclamation point.
we can actually change the pronunciation in here. So, if you didn't want it to say exclamation point and go back to bang, you type in bang in this edit field or whatever. And we tab one more time.
Level combo box all collapsed alt L.
Now, this is in this level combo box. If you wanted it to say exclamation point everywhere, there was an exclamation point, but not in all. So it's going to say, it's going to pronounce anywhere it sees an exclamation point in like a sentence only when your punctuation level is set to all. But if you want it to be some or all that, you do that in this combo box.
Send actual symbol to synthesizer combo box always collapsed alt S.
Okay, and we can send. We don't need to talk about that much.
Level
But that is
replacement
where this is, because
symbols
so
list alt S.
sometimes your students might be confused with how NVDA will pronounce the symbols. I've certainly been confused, like, why is it saying bang? Why is it not exclamation point? So that's where this is. Any questions about that so far? I know that was kind of confusing.
Nope.
Okay, great. I'm going to get out of here
NVDA.
and we're going to go back into the NVDA menu and back into those preferences again.
NVDA settings.
And we're going to go up this
Input
time
gestures.
to input
N4 of
gestures.
4.
So this is where I don't really know if I'm sure JAWS has an equivalent of this. I don't really know what it is. But in this
Input
dialogue,
gestures
we're going
dialog.
to go here.
Tree view. Audio collapsed 1 of 36, level 0.
Okay, we have this giant tree view of categories, and these are all functions that NVDA can do. And is so, for example, if you didn't like the way to get to the NVDA menu, you're like, well, NVDA N, I don't really like that command. Can we change it? You can. This is a giant tree view, and it has all the categories of what sorts of commands do
Braille
what.
collapsed 2 of 36, level 0.
And all of this can be actually customized to this specific copy of NVDA, or if you have a Braille display hooked up, you can actually make keyboard commands for your that specific Braille display. Sometimes I've seen it where some Braille displays don't have NVDA commands or any really any commands associated with them, so you have to actually go and put them in. But this is a good at least to look at in regards to certain students that might have dexterity problems, especially with handling multiple keys. So you can actually go in and say, okay, well, Johnny over here, his NVDA menu command is going to be like NVDA. And you can actually literally just all customize everything to that particular student before you give them a portable copy, or they can install it on their computers or whatever. So all this is going to be in here, and you can filter. It's not just this giant scary tree view. We can shift
Filter
tab over
by
here,
edit alt blank.
and you can search for like, oh, what was the NVDA menu? So we can just let's type menu. Oops.
U.
And it
Tree view.
we.
Browser NAV. One res level one show browser NAV. Level zero Dropbox. Collapse. Miscellaneous. One result. Level
Let's
one
see.
shows the NVDA menu collapsed one of one.
There it is. Yeah, so it'll bring all the results into the tree view. And then once you make your edits and your changes, you
Filter
go
cancel
back over
button, OK
here
button.
and you can hit OK. So,
NVDA.
are there any questions in regards to input gestures?
No hands.
Okay, great. So that's really all I wanted to at least discuss. I know this wasn't a lot, and this wasn't really in depth as probably you guys would have probably wanted, but we can definitely cover more if you guys want more. I just wanted to give you guys just a little taste, just what show you where things were. So now I'm actually just going to open this up for open Q&A. If anyone just has any general NVDA questions or in regards to NVDA.
Monica?
Okay, I know it's a loaded question, but well, since there's so many add-ons, how do you know what to get for what? Like, can you recommend popular add-ons that you use? Like,
So I have like the Dropbox add-on, and that allows me to read like the Dropbox, like where like if my Dropbox app is up and running, or there's like a Google Docs one for if you use Google Docs. There's a bunch of different add-ons for different things, like there's one for Outlook, I believe, stuff for Windows Explorer
Zoom.
and Zoom. Oh yeah, there's Zoom. Yeah, there's Zoom Extended. So all of them just add on functionality, and they all have documentation associated with them. So you
Oh,
can
okay.
actually look in the store and see like, what does this do? Oh, because it sounds cool, but I don't really know what it does. So you can see its documentation and see what commands it'll do. In regards to that, all at least the most add-ons are community driven. So some of them might not be supported, some of them might, you'll never know.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, Scott.
All right. Well, to go along with that, are you aware of any one that, okay, for years now we've had people that write JAWS scripts to accommodate various applications on the job. Like especially maybe like at a call center maybe or
Right.
are you aware of anything like that being done with NVDA at this point?
I know there is like a mailing list in regards to NVDA add-ons that you could probably subscribe to and ask questions there more specifically in regards to NVDA development for specific needs. But there is also like stuff for like I saw some stuff for remote access software, like in the add-on store that was there. So I'm sure there is stuff available. I'm just not quite as familiar in regards to the corporate. But NVDA does actually have a corporate page. So I know, like in some cases, IT professionals might be scared of NVDA because it is open source, but there is an actual corporate page, and they say, hey, you can turn off all these settings and make it so that NVDA doesn't do XYZ. So it's more secure. So I hope that helps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious as to
Yeah.
how much of that might be going on.
Okay, Kim.
Hi there. This was great. Thank you so much. I
Oh,
was
you're welcome.
wondering, with Google Docs, is with the add-on, is it pretty usable? Because I train teachers of the blind and visually impaired, and Google Docs sometimes gives our students who are blind and low vision who are learning screen readers a little trouble.
Right.
What's your opinion of NVDA and usability with Google Docs?
I mean, in my very rare cases of using NVDA with Google Docs, it is fairly accessible. Keep in mind, I've not used it in a little bit. With the add-on, there is an actual Google Docs add-on for accessibility, as well as the screen reader mode for Google Docs. It does make it a little bit more functional in regards to that. And then also using Firefox. So Firefox was actually recommended by Google some
Oh,
time ago
wow.
to be
Oh,
used instead of like Chrome or
speech
anything like
viewer.
that.
Show speech view.
So
Oh, that's interesting. That's good news. I mean, that's good information. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, no more hands.
Okay. Great. I mean, if you guys would love to do more of this, I'm happy to do more topics and depth, because I know this was just very basic and I'm kind of just letting you go out in the wild. But if would it be helpful if we try to do one of these next month?
I think so.
Okay.
Because you know what, if
Great.
we get the folder, and I'm going to have to get it, and we go through it and really actually install it, we all probably have questions and need further help. And I'm not
Of
going to
course.
be, I'm frankly, I'm not going to be using it with students per se,
Right.
but other people will, but I'll still attend. But we might all have questions. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. So here's what we'll do. We'll try again for next month. I want you guys to try to at least get it up and running, maybe. I'm happy to help where I can. Just play around with it, see how it works. You're not gonna break it. It's, super customizable. And remember, I gave you guys a portable copy in that folder, so you can literally just take it, put it in your documents folder, and run it. It's not gonna, you don't even need to install it actually on your PC if
Okay,
that's a concern.
Janice.
Oh, hi, Janice.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm kind of new at this.
No worries.
I was calling for someone that I know who is a teacher who is visually impaired. And I'm
Okay.
so sorry, I don't want to hijack this call and I got on late. But how can someone kind of jump into this and not be overwhelmed by trying to learn how to navigate things without vision.
So the best way that I literally I've used this for over 14 years, or 14 years at this point. The best way to literally get started is just open up the manual and just read it cover to cover. And the way we get to that, and it tells you how to do it in that welcome dialogue. So there's the NVDA does have a welcome dialogue. It pops up and it gives you some helpful hints on, like, hey, here's how you get to the NVDA menu. Most NVDA commands are done by holding down the NVDA key and pressing another command. But really, NVDA, there is equivalence to JAWS. So a lot of the keyboard commands are very similar. So if you've used JAWS, you should be okay with NVDA. It's just some of the concepts are going to be a little different. Does that help at all?
I think
Yeah,
a lot of the
go ahead.
menus are more user-friendly than JAWS. Sorry, Janice, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry. Okay, Kim?
Hi, sorry to ask so many questions,
No
but
worries. No, your worries.
yeah, so thinking about training and kind of going along with the last question, because a lot of our sighted teachers of students with visual impairments get very overwhelmed with screen
Yes.
readers. And like,
Right.
do you like contract that, if we had a group of people who wanted to learn it, but they literally need to know, I'm pressing the tab key to get around this dialog box. I'm pressing enter to hit okay. Is that something
Yeah.
you offer, like really explicit, clear directions?
I can definitely do private training if that would be something that either you or a district would be interested in. I've always wanted to do it. At some point, I want to go to CTEVVI, which is the California Transcribers and Educators for Blind and Visually Impaired organization here in
Nice.
California.
Yeah.
I eventually do want to do a workshop with them. But I thought this would be a good starting ground, at least, to get started. But yes, that is something in the folder. There is a way that you can contact me. So if you would like to contact me to set something up, I'd be happy to
Okay.
help however I can.
Yes. Yeah, I did find the link in the email. Thank you for
Okay,
clarifying that
good.
earlier.
Yeah,
Thank you.
you're welcome.
We lost our host, I think.
No, I'm still here. Oh, we lost
Lucy.
him. Yeah,
Lucy?
I'm. Oh no.
Yeah,
I think we
I'm. So
did.
I'm. Let's see.
I see there's a hand up.
2:46 p.m.
Mary Carla Hayes
Yes.
has a hand.
Yeah, go ahead, Carla.
Hi,
Brian.
Brandon, I also hate to keep asking too many
No,
questions.
you're fine.
And this one is a loaded one. Okay. Are you a JAWS
Okay.
user too?
No. I have
Okay.
used NVDA strictly for 14 years. I've
Okay,
never used
yay.
JAWS.
I have been told, and maybe I don't know if you've heard this, maybe not being a JAWS user, but I've been told that you should have them both on the computer. But I've
Yes.
also been told that you will discover, and I don't know if you can speak to this or not, that NVDA will do certain things better than JAWS, and JAWS will do other things better than NVDA. And I don't know if you or your students have had that experience, or if you could elaborate on that or not.
Sure. So the common phrase is you'll hear in this field, it's just another tool in the toolbox, right? So I think it's really useful for and to at least have NVDA as a tool, another tool. Keep in mind, JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech. NVDA, non-visual desktop access. So if you have a kid, let's just say they have, they're coming from a socioeconomic status that's low, lower. They can't afford JAWS. They don't have the money to get JAWS. Giving them NVDA free, open source, it's thrown on a thumb drive. They can get access to their computer and they can start browsing the web. They can start using those computer skills that they're learning from their TVI at home. So that way they don't have to wait until school, right? And then you can start gradually starting getting them into JAWS, getting them into that sort of environment too, and let them decide on what they want to use, right? It's another tool. So that's how I think about it.
Okay, you got about 11 minutes and you got two
Great.
hands.
Great.
Okay, Scott?
Yes, I was just going along with this to say that I've heard it said many times that an ideal user or an ideal Windows environment for a blind user is one with more than one screen reader, so that and nowadays that's not impossible because if you don't mind paying for JAWS and then you've got two others that are free, both NVDA and Narrator built right in, which
Of course.
we don't. Of course, Narrator is, I think, still some people say that Narrator is still kind of behind the curve in terms of advanced features and things, but
Right.
I think if I've heard that it's gotten better over the years. Also, I did encounter once a book on Bard, the actual NVDA guide on Bard. Now, how up to date it is by now, I don't know, but I mean, I'm sure for basically getting started, if you have a Bard, you read it as a Bard book, then you've got, whatever player you're playing on, and then you've got that with their computer, then you should be easier, I would think, to kind of listen to the Bard book and follow along on your computer with NVDA, using NVDA on your computer. It'd be a lot easier to do because you can start and stop the book. And I just thought I'd bring that up too.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Okay, Kim.
Okay, I have a lot to say tonight. So going back to the question about like discussion over JAWS versus MVDA and thinking that like I train teachers who work with little children, I have a lot of strong opinions about Chromebox. And
Of course.
I will say also with Narrator being prevalent on PCs, and it made some improvements. We do have some school systems who are not supporting other like NVDA because, like you said earlier, it's open source JAWS. They can get it from APH on quota, but some schools are saying Narrator only. And I have thoughts. So I'm curious if you do too.
That is really interesting to me because
It's built
Narrator,
in, but
it's built in, but and Narrator is the screen reader I use to get NVDA. Like, that's all it's really I use it for. And I hate to say, I mean, it can work for certain things like navigating the, what is it, the user account dialogue thing that pops up sometimes. Sometimes that works. Or sometimes if I need to actually run my portable copy, I'll go run Narrator just to get to the portable copy. So, I mean, yes, it has its purposes. In regards to the open source issue, NVDA does have a corporate page. So I would probably send that page off and see what tech people say because when I looked at it, I was like, oh, this makes total sense. I can give this to any sort of IT professional. They would understand what all this means, and they can disable it from the command line or whatever, and they don't have to worry about add-ons or whatever. So,
And then Chromebox, because we have schools insisting on Chromebooks because they are very inexpensive. But some of our, like, we've been successful in getting PCs for our kids who are blind and visually impaired. But do you have arguments we can use to discuss Chromebox?
They're going to use the PC in the workplace. They'll never use a Chrome. They'll never pick up a Chromebook again. After they graduate, they'll never pick it up again. That is my, like,
That's a
I've
good
never used a
point.
Chromebook and I, never used Chromevox, but I have used PC for, well over 10 years. So it's what they're going to see in the workplace. It's what they're going to see in college. It's what they're going to see, I'd probably make that as an argument.
That's a good one. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, no more hands.
Great. If there are no further questions, I think we're just going to end it there, and I will set up another meeting for next month. I'd love to thank you all for your time and your questions. That was really helpful, and I hope you guys took out something from this experience. Don't forget to grab that file from today's email if you've not already. That link still works, so you'll be fine. And once we get this recording, we'll be sure to put it on blindteachers.net. That is the American Association of Blind Teachers website. So we'll put this up in our programs page for you guys for later. So yes, without further ado, thank you guys very much for coming. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, ACB.
NVDA
And
speech
yeah, thank you
viewer.
guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Closing the room.
Thank you.